coach on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. I'm over here in the White Sox locker room, and I got the man for the White Sox. I'm going to let him introduce himself to the audience.
My name is Cam Boozer, left-handed relief pitcher.
Where are you from, Cam?
I'm from a small town called Milton, Washington.
So how does a small town Milton, Washington boy wind up in Chicago?
Nature of the game, man, you know. You never know where you're going to end up playing this game, but just take it where it takes you. The journey has been crazy, but I'm happy to be here, man. Happy to have a new start. It's exciting.
So we're taking our fans behind the scenes of what it's like being a Major League ball player. What was that journey like for you?
Oh, man. My journey was a little bit different than most. Mine was compiled with injuries and, you know, some off-the-field stuff. My journey's been great. When I was younger, unfortunately, I didn't really enjoy the journey too much. I was very focused on the destination. And as I got older, I really started to appreciate the journey because it's where I learned a lot about myself, on the field, off the field, and the ability to kind of mature and recognize myself maturing through the journey. I think for any youngster listening, don't get caught up on where you want to be. Always have that goal in mind and always be thinking about it daily, but always, always appreciate where you're at. Even if it's not a good time, because through those hard times, those bad times, you might not be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You're going to learn a lot about yourself, and you're going to grow a lot during those times. And I think you'll start to realize that you're going to learn a lot about yourself, and it's going to test how much you love that dream. And when you come out the other side, the good times are going to be all the better because you survived the bad times.
So in that journey or that inspiration, what inspired you to want to be a baseball player?
My father. Yeah. My father instilled a love for me when I was, well, I had to be in diapers. I mean, my father, Tim Boozer, he's the one that instilled the love of the game for me. Yeah, that's my hero.
Your hero?
Yes, sir.
Pops.
Yeah.
Pops, you the man that Pops get box seats when he comes to the game, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I make sure. So you ain't forgot Pops?
No.
What about that scout who drafted you?
Trevor Brown.
Oh, you remember?
Yeah. He signed me out of Bend, Oregon. I was playing in the West Coast Collegiate League 2013, playing for the Bend Oaks. He came out. He was a scout for the Minnesota Twins at the time.
Yeah.
It was the middle of August at the time. You know, most of the rookie seasons in pro ball had almost finished up. But he came out and saw me a couple times. And, he ended up getting the go-ahead to present me with a contract. And, I'll never forget that. Trevor Brown, great guy.
You still got him on your Christmas list, wink, wink?
No,
you
no.
You better not answer that.
That's a good reminder to reach out and always remember the people that helped you get to where you are.
See, I got to look out for a scout, see. Something you get drafted. And all of a sudden, you find yourself in the minor leagues. It had to be a whole different realm. You didn't expect that.
No, I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't. When I was coming up, growing up, and in college, I didn't pay too much attention to the minor leagues. So I wasn't real familiar with what lifestyle was like. But getting thrown into it, it was kind of fun because I didn't know any better. You know, so looking back, we talk about the grind of short season and the grind of low A and high A and all that, but I mean, back then, I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
I just thought it was pro ball. So, you know, the 14, 15-hour bus trip with one bus, doubling up, five guys sleeping in the living room on the air mattresses. You know, back then, we thought that's what it was.
Well, see, people think you guys, you know, you're in the minor leagues. They think you get major league life. They don't understand.
No,
you pay your dues.
No. Now it's much better for players. It's much better than minor leagues now. When I was coming up, you know, we were paying our host family's rent. Like I said, we had four or five guys sleeping on air mattresses in the living room. But we were 21, 22, 23. You know, we made the most out of it. We had fun. But, yeah, it wasn't necessarily ideal, I wouldn't say.
And of course, I'm sure you got some stories you can't tell as well.
I mean, you know, I think everybody does, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, did you come up in the peanut butter jelly days? I mean, you know.
Peanut butter jellies, Lunchables, a couple noodles. I used to go to Walmart and get the little $1.50 bags of tuna fish and just put some hot sauce in that and just eat that before games and, yeah, pregame hot dogs and, oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think these minor leaguers today know about them days.
No, I don't think so. But I'm glad they don't, you know.
So what is it like, you know, you get to the big leagues and you're these guys, you see us on ESPN and follow them as a kid and all of a sudden you're on the same field. What's that like?
It's pretty surreal, man. I mean, even, you know, I mean, yesterday I got, first time in my career to be able to pick my, face Mike Trout was, I kind of had to take back for a second and just kind of appreciate that moment.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even, no matter the result, just kind of just take a minute to kind of realize, like, holy, you know, that was my superhero growing up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's not that much older than I am. I think I might be older than fuck's sake. But
I've seen him on TV
for so long, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, that's really cool to be able to share the field with those guys. I mean, it's hard to kind of see yourself in the same, I guess, field as them. But it's really awesome. I just, you know, blessed at the end of the day. And, yeah, I just have to thank God for the opportunities because I wouldn't be here without his mercy and his grace.
Okay, last two questions. As I said, I used to scout, coach college ball, and did summer travel ball.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on a road trip. We get back to the hotels. The guys get around the TV and watch ESPN. I mean, do you watch ESPN and look for yourself for them da-da-da-da-da-da moments?
No. Come on. I try to stay off all of that because I try to just stay here.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to get too high. I don't want to get too low.
Yeah.
That's something that I will admit I did when I first got up last year. And I started to do this, and then I made this, and then it was this. You know, so then I'm just trying to stay right here this year.
Last question. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Get that call, you're going to the big leagues. Walking that locker room for the very first time. See a uniform hanging up.
Mm-hmm.
What does it feel like?
You know, I remember last year I got to live that experience in Pittsburgh. Seeing my uniform for the first time. And, I mean, I got emotional, for sure. Yeah, I can't lie to you. I got a couple tears in my eyes. Even now, like, every time I put this on, I try to take a couple seconds and just really appreciate it. You know what I mean? You never know when the last time you're going to put one of these on is. So, for me, I just, every time I put that thing on, I want to savor every last minute of it. You know, I want to represent the city on the front to the best of my abilities,
mm-hmm.
and then I want to represent the name on my back to the best of my abilities. So I try to just, you know, savor every moment, every time I get to put that uniform on.
Did mama cry? I know mama cry.
I think the whole family did, yeah.
Coach with the man, CB.
High school and non-high school baseball players needed for summer team and post-grad baseball league. Unsigned, uncommitted, and signed baseball players are welcome. We are excited to announce that we are now accepting registrations from high school and non-high school players looking to join an affordable summer baseball team. The league will run from June through August and will include 2 to 3 showcase tournaments. For non-local participants, we offer housing accommodations, transportation, and meals. Limited spots are available, so we encourage interested players to register now, as positions will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis. Participation will not affect any high school or college eligibility. For registration information, visit our website, elitewoodbatbaseball.com. That's www.elitewoodbatbaseball.com. Follow or like us on Facebook, become a subscriber on our YouTube channel, follow us on X, and share this info. Thank you.